A Sports Insider with Joe Quinn and Nick Handley. On your radio at AM 590. Online at AM590ESPNradio.com. And on your smart speaker, ask Alexa to open AM 590 Omaha. Now, here's Joe and Nick.
And we're not worried about no bomb cyclone a week from this Saturday. In fact, we're hoping for great weather on April 20th. Get out to Baxter Arena, be a part of the Clawson Leahy Maverick Run benefiting UNO student athletes. We are just a little more than a week away, and you can still get $5 off your registration. Go to AM590ESPNradio.com. Also, use the promo code FOOLS10 to get your discount. Well, we're in the final stretch of this thing. Best person to talk to is the head man himself, Trev Alberts, Director of Athletics for the University of Nebraska-Omaha. And Trev, we're excited about this event as we always are. It continues to get bigger and bigger, and to see the impact and to see the competition and just UNO athletics overall continuing to grow. Boy, it's great to see this thing continue to have its impact on that fact.
Well, thank you so much, Nick, and you and Joe and your station. You guys have done so much for us. We certainly appreciate the partnership and your involvement over the years. And you're right. It obviously, when Baxter Arena came on board, that allowed us to have a facility that really helped to facilitate having a terrific event. And our staff, Pam Shorting, worked so hard on this event. And it honors Don Leahy and Connie Clawson, as you mentioned, as it's continued to grow, and we've had increased participation, donor support, philanthropic and corporate support. We've been able to add additional scholarships to support women's athletics and our entire athletic department, frankly. And so really, really important to us. We're really proud of it, and we're just really proud of your involvement and your support as well.
Trev, what are some of the things? I know you mentioned some additional scholarship dollars, but what are some other things that the funds from this event ultimately go to do for your student athletes?
Basically, what we're able to do, guys, is there's a base level of funding that we do for all of our athletic department programs, right? So as a Division I athletic department, and much of this is dictated by the NCAA and also by the Summit League. So there's minimum requirements in terms of, you just can't be a Division I athletic department and sponsor the sport of women's soccer and decide not to give scholarships. I mean, there's baseline levels of support that we're required to give. But what events like this does is it takes us, from that baseline level of, well, we have a program, to help us elevate it to have not only a program, but a program that's really relevant, viable, one that can compete at a high level. I mean, it's just all kinds of things. I mean, we're now able to provide some nutrition to our student athletes. And so some of our young men and women, we don't have a training table here, and so they may not have access to the type of resources necessary to eat appropriately. So while it's not a huge investment, we're able to, at the end of their workouts, to provide some nutrition, healthy nutrition, that will help, get them along their day. So it's those kinds of things. It's training apparatus, but we've used for a long time, it was to build scholarship support to allow more young women to have an opportunity to play a sport that they loved at UNO. And over the years, historically, Joe, that's how we've utilized those resources.
Trev, one of the things that I think is always such a neat part of this race, if you're a participant in the race, is seeing the student athletes themselves, from helping out with the kids' clinics to being there at the finish line, to kind of welcome everybody in. It just seems like it's something that they genuinely appreciate as well. You kind of get that vibe as they can be a part of this event.
Well, I think so. Community engagement to the University of Nebraska-Omaha is one of its core principles and values. And so the athletic department is going to do everything we can to be reflective of those core values. And our students, it's not naive to them. They see some of our fans, a lot of our fans, come to their events, whether it's a hockey game, soccer game, baseball, whatever it is. And so it's their way of giving back. We want to be accessible. We want our student athletes. I mean, they're why we all have a job. I mean, they are who we work for every day, and they're terrific young people. They do a lot in the community. They're great in the classroom, and they also happen to be pretty darn good athletes. So the more, and we get a lot of feedback from our donors and from our corporate partners and others that the best advocates, the best ambassadors that we have, the people we have to get out into the public are our student athletes. Nobody represents us better than they do. And so I think they understand it, they appreciate it, and certainly helping to build the next generation of Maverick fans and supporters of young people that might be out. And so our student athletes take that very seriously.
You know, Trev, it's been amazing. I moved here 6 years ago, and just seeing the explosion down there on campus from, you know, Exarban Village being developed to the Baxter Arena, obviously having the, you know, the hockey team go to the Frozen Four, that first men's soccer team to go to the NCAA tournament, you know, coming close to having Darren Hansen and the men's basketball team in the NCAA tournament a couple of times. All this new, all this change, you guys always moving forward. Anything else out there on the horizon for you guys that you guys are thinking about at this point?
Well, if we could predict, you know, baseball will stay undefeated, win the Summit League, make the NCAA tournament, and hopefully a super regional. I don't know. Yeah, we'd love to have all of our, you know, I'm really proud of our coaches and our student athletes. They've, you know, sort of bought into this, not allowing others to create artificial ceilings for you and to dream big and work hard. You know, our job, Joe, I think what you're sort of referencing is that administratively is to do everything we can to bring them the necessary resources, facilities, and the like to be able to compete at high levels. And so, you know, what I've really been focused on, what our staff has been focused on, is the day-to-day operational success, both financially as well as support. But, you know, then from a capital side is, you know, we still have a baseball and a softball team, and we have other programs. We don't have a track, and so we don't have a home. You know, we've seen, you mentioned Baxter Arena, the impact that Baxter Arena has had on our campus, not just athletically, but you know, we just had an incredible author have 3,000 people. It was a campus-led event. Well, we'll have all the high school graduations again. But having a home to see the young, you know, Taylor Ward just walked through, probably to get a scholarship check, I'm not sure. But one of our hockey players, you know, was just named Rookie of the Year and stopped and chatted for a little bit. But to see the impact of having a home, a place that not just our student-athletes, but UNO students, when they go to support their institution and go as a student, to have that place that's called home is just so critical. And so, you know, my entire focus and we're going to keep going here is until we have the facilities that all of our programs can have a home and be successful. And we got a lot of work to do, frankly. So that's what we're focused on. You guys have seen the area on the other side of the creek where Baxter Arena is, where the dome used to be.
Yeah.
You know, there's some growth opportunities for us, and we have big goals and dreams. There's a master plan, and we're working towards that end.
Talking once again to Director of Athletics for UNO, Trev Alberts. Trev, I thought there was a really cool piece that Tony Boone did with you guys and about just the branding of UNO Athletics and just the O logo, and we see sort of the modified Durango look too. But, you know, it's amazing after reading that how much I myself, just being around Omaha and out and about, you see it everywhere. You see people donning it. You see a lot of people taking pride in what is going on in Omaha. And have you ever just had a chance to kind of sit back and reflect on that? That was just such a big part of that transition into Division I athletics, was just having that brand of Omaha's team?
You know, it's really a great question. And I can't honestly say that I'd be giving myself way too much credit, and I didn't deserve it. It fell into it. The reality was that I was having a difficult time early on, guys, in that we were such a our campus and UNO's culture was very decentralized approach to everything. Mm-hmm. And that sort of carried over into our athletic department. And there's some elements of it that were very, very positive, but it was so decentralized that really what I was trying to get at was creating a sense of unity within our department and not having, you know, this independent operator here program versus that program versus we wanted to have, you know, I was noticing even in our fan base, we had hockey fans, we had some basketball fans, we had some baseball fans. You know, we really wanted to create Maverick fans. We want people who enjoy baseball to fall in love with hockey or swimming and golf, tennis, all of it. And so it was trying to find a way to bring us together. And the thing that sort of separated it so strongly to me was the different approach in logos and brand. And I thought, you know, what better way of bringing the entire athletic department than to come together to have one signature mark and a secondary mark, and get consistent with it and kind of bring our team together. What I didn't know what would happen would be that the broader campus community would also embrace it and would appreciate it. And then that really brought the athletics program much closer to the academic side of the house. And so, you know, I really do need to say that, you know, BJ Reed is retiring here after several years, senior vice chancellor, John Christensen, who retired, and certainly now Dr. Jeff Gold. You know, you guys have mentioned some of the success our coaches and students have had. I promise you, and you can ask any athletic director, you can ask Bill Moose, you can ask Bruce Rasmussen, you will not be successful in athletics if you don't have support from the academic side of the house. And so I really think that that was a catalyst to bring us together, the deans, the vice chancellors. While we'll have disagreements, and it doesn't mean it's always perfect, the reality is I think there's a centralized and unified voice relative to brand and to where we're going institutionally, which has really been positive.
Well, Trev, once again, the reason we're talking today, the Clawson Leahy Maverick run next weekend down at the Baxter Arena. I know they've moved a lot of the activities inside this year to hopefully mitigate for any potential weather concerns. But if folks want to get involved with this, come out, support the Mavs, what do they need to do?
Simply go on to omavs.com, and right at the top, you'll see this huge banner that you can just click on. It's real simple. You click on it. I just did right now. It has all the information there, how you can register. And you know what? If you can't get on the website and if you don't have access, just come on down to Baxter Arena. We'll find something for you to do if you want to walk, if you want to run, if you just want to enjoy spending some time with our student athletes, tasting some food. Just come on down and enjoy the morning with us on the 20th.
Now, at some point, Trev, I assume that you are going to have to run either the 10K or the 5K. I mean, it's a great trail, and I know a lot of runners actually really do like this overall track that you guys have laid out, especially crossing over the bridge. So at what point are we going to see you kind of come over that bridge and cross the finish line?
Well, that's a great question, and I've been waiting on this, guys. And whenever they get to like a half marathon, I'll probably join it then. This is just too short for me.
Okay. It needs to be more. Okay, so the Clawson Leahy Maverick run, and then we'll have a Clawson Leahy Maverick half marathon.
Well, the truth is, I don't think I could run a 5K, and I'm not sure I could even walk it. No, I'm not much of a runner. In fact, our daughter is. We made her go out for track, and she ran the 200, and she was frustrated at the end. She said, "I thought I was a sprinter." So she kind of thinks like I do. Even a 200 is kind of a long distance. That's a long way to run. So I don't think I'm going to be joining, but I'll be there and cheering and. And I have a lot of respect for those who are talented runners. I can assure you that.
Yeah, and Trev, real quickly, too, before we let you go, it was such an exciting time as we just wrap up a college basketball season with a national championship crown on Monday. And once again, that buildup on that Tuesday night of the Summit League championship game, everybody watching this game in Omaha, seeing if UNO could finally punch that ticket. We were talking about this yesterday. Boy, with the Summit League really changing with a lot of some of the players that we've been very familiar with, either not going to be there, like your Mike Doms, even a guy like David Jenkins now in the transfer portal, with the loss of Zach Jackson and Mitch Hahn, but with so many coming back as well. Boy, feel really good about what Darren Hanson and this group could potentially do next year.
Really, really proud of Coach Hanson, our assistant coaches, the kind of culture they've built. You know, we'll have players that'll enter the transfer portal, and I think, you know, a lot of coaches at our level now are really rethinking, you know, especially in our league. I mean, you look at the teams that historically have made that run, who've made the NCAA tournament. They had some veteran presence. They were four-year guys, maybe even five-year, redshirted that first year, grew them, built them. And then that junior, senior year, you get a special class. You get a couple guys like Mitch Hahn and Zach Jackson. Remember when we had Tre'Davion Holland?
Yep.
You get some real great senior leadership that can give you an opportunity. The challenge that they're having now is while that historical thinking about building with some age and growing some maturity on your team, there's no guarantee now they'll be on your roster. And so I'm not sure how many will be redshirting. You know, if you've got a talented player You need to play them. And so the landscape in college basketball has changed dramatically. One of the things I'm most proud of is while I'm sure we'll have players enter the transfer portal from time to time, they're not entering the transfer portal because of a dissatisfaction with the culture, the way they're treated, mm-hmm. or their personal growth. If there's a player, Mooney was playing in a national championship yep. game on national TV, who in the world at South Dakota would be frustrated or not understand his objective and mm-hmm. and blessing and privilege to get to do that? So listen, I mean, if somebody plays here and ultimately gets an opportunity to do something and have an experience that UNO can't deliver, I'm not offended by that. I don't think our coaches would be offended by that. We also benefit from student athletes that were recruited at a high level who perhaps aren't able to play at that level or play as many minutes, and they'll fall down to us. So, you know, our job is just to create the right strategy in terms of chemistry and culture so that we can win that Summit League tournament eventually. We've been there 50% of the time since we're eligible, but, you know, I know that's Darren's goal is to get the kids the opportunity of playing in an NCAA-type environment. That would that'd be a game changer for us and for our institution, and we're close. But we'll have to just keep working.
Trev, kind of a big picture question before we let you go. You know, a lot of conversation these days about, you know, the amount of money in NCAA sports, you know, should players be compensated? I know that a lot of that circles around, you know, the big Power Five institutions. But, you know, from where you sit here in Omaha, kind of taking all of that in, do you feel like we're on the, you know, potential eve of having that big picture conversation to maybe making drastic changes to the NCAA model?
Well, it certainly feels that way to me. You know, I would tell you, we live a significantly different life than most of what is reported in the media, right? So, sure. And I understand that. I mean, you're focused on the Power Five level, and I get that. But I do think from the outside looking in, just based on, you know, what you read, what coaching contracts look like today, what television contracts look like, you know, I think the reality is that there's about to be some fairly significant change. I'm not sure about all the legal stuff that's happening, and I know there's legislative change up at the NCAA. But the reality is you know, the existing amateur model from, you know, the 80s in so many different areas really isn't applicable today, and so. As they're working through all the FBI investigations mm-hmm. and, you know, all of those sorts of things, I would anticipate some change coming. And frankly, it's probably needed and necessary.
Once again, the big event coming up a week from this Saturday, April 20th, Baxter Arena, the Clawson Leahy Maverick Run to benefit student athletes at UNO. You can go to AM590ESPNRadio.com or OMavs.com, get registered. And once again, you can still get a discount on your registration by entering the promo code FOOLS10, still doing the April Fools promo, so you can get registered that way. Going to be a great day out at the Baxter Arena. Once again, we hope to see you out there. Director of Athletics, Trev Alberts, joining us from UNO. Appreciate it, Trev. Always love catching up with you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great afternoon.